Thank you for contacting customer support. You've reached Taylan. How may I help you?
Yes, I had a charge from you guys, and I don't know how I ended up getting the product from you that I didn't order.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I can definitely take a look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
33486.
Okay. 1 second for me. And your first and last name?
Janet Arroyo, A-R-O-Y-O.
Okay. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
1799 Southwest 6th Place, Boca Raton, Florida, 33486.
All right, ma'am. So give me one moment so I can take a look into that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding for me. So are you inquiring about the charges of the $69.97? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like they were charging for the Vibe Wash that was ordered initially during a 14-day trial. So they charged the retail price for that particular product. But it looks like you called in earlier on, looks like it was March the 31st.
Yeah.
And it looks like they were trying to provide you with a refund, but the call was disconnected. So I can definitely assist with that refund for you, ma'am. Just bear with me a few moments.
I just want to know what site that this – I've just gone through a lot of scam, and I've reported everything to the police department, but I don't know what site this was from. How this – was this ordered off eBay? Was this ordered on PayPal? I don't know how this was ordered.
Okay, so most of the time these are ordered off of advertisements. Sometimes they can be on Instagram, Facebook. It's just different. It's different websites
like
where the advertisements pop up. Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm not doing any more Walmart or CVS surveys because I do remember at the end it said that I could get a watch for $7.95 just for the shipping. So apparently this is the watch that then they turn around and have you paid the retail price.
Correct. So it's set up on a 14-day trial, and after that they are charged the retail prices for them. But I can definitely assist with that charge that was assessed. Just bear with me a few moments, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. All right, ma'am, still here with you. Just bear me a few more moments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. So I did go ahead and process out that refund for the $69.97. You will be receiving an email from us just letting you know that you have a refund on the way. The email address that we have on file is jaroyo63@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Now, how are you refunding that to me? Because I had to cancel all my credit cards yesterday because of the security breach thing.
Yes, ma'am. So typically it's supposed to go back to the 3269, but even if the card is closed, it'll still go back to your active account.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought the bank said yesterday, like refunds mm-hmm. will go back to the bank account. Yeah. I had to cancel everything.
Got it. Understandable.
So don't open anything if they tell you somebody just charged a bunch of stuff on your eBay account.
Oh,
because
my.
Because they're scamming you, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
They got,
well,
they
I'm glad.
They emptied my bank account yesterday, so.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so be very careful, and I won't do any more surveys. So I do remember doing a survey, and I was supposed to just be charged for the shipment, and it doesn't tell you that it's a 14-day trial. The watch is nice, but I really need the money right now.
Right, understandable. And I'm glad that we were able to get that resolution for you on today. And was there anything else that I can assist with?
No, I just was trying to find out what website that was from so I can warn all my friends. You don't
yes,
have
ma'am.
The website that was done. Which website was that done through?
Give me 1 second. Okay, so the website is shopvibewatch.com.
Okay. I have a thing for shop that tells you when your package is going to be delivered. So it must have attached to that one or something, because that's the only thing that I remember, anything that had the word shop. I just want to warn my friends, you know, because they're able to get into your account now remotely, and they're able to do all kinds of stuff. So it's a hassle for the person that they scam, because you have to change everything, and it's just horrible. All right. Well, thank you. How many days will it take to get that back?
3 to 5 business days.
Oh, that's not bad at all, then. I really appreciate your help.
No problem, ma'am, and I hope everything does work out.
I was too upset to finish the call. That's why I had to wait a little bit to call back. I appreciate you very much. You've been very helpful.
No problem. You have an awesome rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.